Hey guys, Maestro here, bringing you episode 134 of Maestro on the Mic, doing it Thursday, shorty style. In today's episode, I'm talking about my top three ways to improve, increase, get more better at, whatever you want to call it, your confidence. So, turn to the full episode, but first, DJ, give me that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey you guys, Maestro here. Breaking news, this just in, confidence is important. How funny is that little intro music? I like to play around with the GarageBand. So, welcome back to another episode of Maestro on the Mic. And like the little intro said, today we're going to be talking about confidence. Now, this is something that does absolutely make or break a person's success. And I was actually talking to one of my good friends the other day at the gym, and she runs a gym, a gymnastics gym. And she was talking about how she's trying to groom someone to take over. And the biggest obstacle that she's having with this person, or that she has faced with this person, is that they haven't really come into their own in terms of having the confidence. You know, that the person has everything else. They're, you know, they're organized, they get shit done. But, you know, my friend was hoping that, you know, because it's been a few years now. She was hoping they're like that this person would come into their own and be ready. And it hasn't happened. And this is something that I see across the board, especially with my females, just female friends, female coworkers, colleagues, people on Instagram, whatever. So I'm definitely looking at you ladies with this episode. Obviously, it applies to everyone, but especially today, I'm especially talking to the females. So let's jump right into it. Three things that I suggest you do in order to improve your confidence. All right. First things first, before I get to the list, right? Teaser there. First things first, before we get to the list, let's all get on the same page as it relates to confidence and understand that confidence is a skill. It's not some, you know, solely inherent trait that you can't improve, or that if you don't have it from the start, you're never going to get it, or that if you are born with it, then, you know, that's it forever. It doesn't get better or worse or anything like that. Confidence is a skill. And just like any other skill, some people will inherently be better at it than others, or they'll pick it up faster. But because it is a skill, it is something that can be worked on and then gained, improved by anyone. So let's get to my top three. Okay, so suggestion number one for improving your confidence: do the thing. No, really, just simply do the thing. So I put a DM up a little while ago. I think it was sometime in April or something. So it was a while ago. But it was a quote from Brooke Castillo, and I fucking love it. And the quote says, "The confidence comes from doing the work, not from delaying the decision." Let that sink in. One more time. The confidence comes from doing the work, not from delaying the decision. So I actually sent this to a friend like a few days ago, actually. I was out at a rendezvous, a little party, and she was talking about a launch that she's thinking of doing and doing an online challenge. And I was like, so when is it? What's the date? Like, my big thing is set a date, put it out there so that now you're held accountable by the rest of social media or whoever you told. And she was just like, I don't know, I'm nervous about it. And that was the quote I sent her. The confidence comes from doing the work, not from delaying the decision. By not doing the thing, by pushing the date back, or not even setting a date in this case, you will not gain more confidence in that time frame. You're just going to keep putting it off and putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. You will get confidence from actually doing the thing, whatever it is, whether it's a box jump or, you know, an online launch. You'll gain that confidence as you work on the thing. Now, this is not to say that you're not going to be scared, right? My friend Yanni put up his post a while ago, and basically along the lines of, you can be scared, but still do the thing. And that's real talk. You're not, it's not going to be like, oh, well, now that I set a date, I am confident, and now I, you know, feel great and can do it. No, you're still going to be nervous, anxious, have anxiety around it, whatever. But as you do the thing, the confidence will grow. Okay, point number two, have a support system. It is hugely important that you surround yourself with people who lift you up, people that support your decisions, people who are not necessarily living the exact same life or the same lifestyle, but have the same motivation, the same drive. They will understand and support you when you tell them about these things that you're looking to do. Right? If you got a bunch of Debs around you, you got to get rid of them. I know that's not easy. I get it. But if you can't go to your people and be like, I have this idea, I have this thing that I want to do, and if they're not hype for you, you know, within reason, depending on what the thing is that you're trying to do, but most of you listening to this, if I'm going to say all of you listening to this, your ideas are great, do the things, right? Please. But if you don't have a squad around you, people around you that are hype when you're like, this is what I'm thinking about, and they're like, yeah, do it. That's awesome. How can I help? Right? That should be one of the first things that someone says to you. How can I help? Not listing off a bunch of reasons that it won't work, or, you know, making you feel bad because you're leveling up and they're stuck there doing whatever nonsense it is that they're doing. So, second suggestion is have a support system. Really be selective with who you keep in your company and who you allow to be in your circle. And point number three, right? We're going to keep this shorter. It is a Thursday shorty. Point number three, go to therapy. Now, I know that there can be a stigma, or there is a stigma perhaps around going to therapy. I held one for a long time. And I was like, what kind of nonsense is that? But I went to therapy and it was good. And then I hired a life coach and that was great. And in my, you know, my humble opinion, it's another form of therapy. And I cannot recommend it enough. Work through your shit. Figure out why you lack confidence in certain areas. Figure out why you respond to certain things in certain ways. Figure out why you harbor, you know, the beliefs, the ideas that you do. And one of the best ways you're going to be able to go about that is by talking to an objective party. In my case, I really found a ton of benefit from talking to Mandy Jenkins. I will link that in the show notes. She is a life coach. She does a lot of work that stems from Brené Brown's work. So if you're into that, you're interested in that, link is in the bio. I cannot recommend her highly enough. I think that it is absolutely imperative that we figure out, when we start thinking about why we do what we do, why do we react the way that we react? I'm not saying that we should dwell on it and then try to, you know, completely change ourselves. But once we start knowing what's going on, right, we know where we're at, then it gives us a better footing to be able to go where we want to go. So suggestion number three, go get therapy or go seek out and work with a life coach. All right, that's all I got for you guys today. Very, very simple. Wanted to keep it short and actionable. My top three suggestions for improving your confidence. Number one, do the thing. Remember, like Brooke said, the confidence comes from doing the work, not from delaying the decision. Suggestion number two, have a support system. Get those good people around you. Surround yourself with people who are going to lift you up, support you. They see eye to eye with you, and they're on this journey to greatness with you. And then suggestion number three, get therapy, seek out a life coach. Get over yourself, get over the stigma, get some help. And that is, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing at all wrong with asking for help, with going to therapy, with hiring a life coach. And no, things don't have to be falling apart in order for you to benefit from seeing one. All right, that's all I got for you fine folks today. You know the drill. If you liked it, leave me some stars, preferably 5. If you loved it, leave me a review. I do love reading them. Like, they're just, it's awesome. I wish I could write back. I can't, but thank you to anyone and everyone who has written thus far. All righty, officially wrapping it up and signing out this time. Until next time, friends, Maestro.